Americans got 19.2 billion spam texts in February, and it's the shortest month of the year. I looked up how many Americans have cell phones, Steve Burness. That comes out to 73 texts per person in the month, basically three every single day in February. And Steve, I got to say, that tracks with what I get on my phone. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me today. I agree with you as well. I get those each and every day. I had my cell phone number since the bag phone, so I'm on every list that you can imagine, and they're just going crazy right now with the spam messages.
I try and block the number each time, but these are obviously not coming from the same number, Steve. Is there anything we can do, or do we simply just have to ignore it and not click on anything and just deal with it?
Well, some of your carriers have different ways you can market as spam, and some of them just comes up and says spam. You could do that. But, John, we're hearing from consumers all across North America. They're saying the same thing. We block everything else, and new ones come in. It's just on these burner-type phones where they continuously change their numbers. So it really doesn't matter. And even people used to say, oh, I'm on a do-not-call list. Well, the scammers don't care you're on a do-not-call list. They're not going to get concerned about the law or regulation, and they're calling from offshore, some of these people. So it's these text messages really are just coming in each and every day. And it's new people, it seems, every day. It's not like it's the same people. They're just hitting everybody.
Yeah. You mentioned the carriers. I think I did look into my carrier and actually find out that they had been filtering out some of them, which I was happy about, but still amazed at how many were going through. I guess and I got to say, you know, they are kind of convincing sometimes with what they said. Either maybe it's a package is missing, and boy, we all order things online all the time now, and often my package is missing, and I want to click on that. Right. The tollway one, I mean, they are really smart at trying to find ways to get you to click that link.
They are really getting smart at it, John, and they do what works. So they keep changing it around so some people figure it out. Then they try something differently. Not too long ago, late last year, was the Secretary of State's office, you know, itself, saying that your license is about to expire. So they just continuously look for ways to want you to click on a link. And we always suggest a tip off to rip off, John, is they want you to do something quickly, usually within 30 minutes or less. That's a sign that something's wrong and that you got to figure it out what it is first. And then before you click on the link, if it's from your bank, call your bank or visit your bank. You know, just don't believe those messages, because it's really hard to determine, John, you know, where they're actually coming from. Sometimes people don't know where to hover over, and some, you know, on your cell phone, it's really hard to hover over an email. So it's best not to click on those links and call the company that you're dealing with itself, and you'll find out it's usually a scam with a text.
I can't believe I never asked you this question, Steve. It seems like such a basic one. When we say these scammers, are these people in the basement? Are these Russians? Are these like Chinese bots? Like, I don't know. Who are these people? What are they getting from us?
Well, we don't know who they all are. Some are offshore, some are here locally, and some are, you know, within the U.S. They're just trying to steal information and build an identity, steal your identity in some way, John, or steal funds from your account. So basically, they're building up a file on you, and they're trying to get as much information on you with all these data breaches and with all these other ways of getting your data now, that these scammers are just trying to build that file enough to get into your system and do some harm or damage or hold it hostage. And, you know, late last year, I know a law firm, a very well-to-do law firm, I'm not going to mention their name, they had to spend $1 million in cryptocurrency to get their files back and unlock their systems. And it happened to police stations, you know, probably about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, the South Suburban Police Station had to pay their ransomware to get their files back. So
hospitals, if it happens.
Right. It happens all over. You do some damage, and one person can bring the whole company down on their knees in terms of, you know, what happens to their computer system. So it's imperative that you do not click on those links, no matter what they say. If it's your bank, call them or go to their website directly. Don't click on those links.
I was thinking of you the other day when the storms and the winds were coming through, then the snow came through. Sure enough, I was driving through the neighborhood yesterday, and I saw people going door to door. Maybe there's a lot of legit companies out there that do that. But, Steve, I thought about you immediately. Now is the time with the warmer weather. People are knocking on doors saying, hey, I noticed this on your roof.
Exactly. It happens all the time, especially after a storm that we had the other day as well. It's the springtime bloom season for these scammers. And you're right, John, there are great businesses that do go door to door, but you never do business with somebody you just meet because you got to get two or three estimates, regardless of who that person is. And you never let them in your house, that's for sure. A lot of times you see also in the spring fake utility workers. They're saying they're from ComEd, NYCO, or Peebles Gas. They get access to your house, you bring them in, they ask you to go to the basement or in the yard, and then the next group comes in and robs you blindly inside the house itself. And some have been held hostage, people, you know, in their basements while they ransack the house.
So jeez.
Never let anybody in, and to make sure you check with the utility company first before letting anybody in your house, no matter what they say.
It's sad because I want to be that family that opens the door for people. I feel like so often now we are closed door to neighbors, friends, and people passing through. But if you got the hairs on the back of your neck, trust that gut, I think, Steve Burness, and close that door. And you can always apologize later if it wasn't someone trying to do anything nefarious. We got one really quick test, Steve, before I let you go. Someone says, I've had the same cell phone since 1994, the same number. I only get 2 spam texts every month. What triggers you're on the spam list? 708, don't say anything more. Just be happy you are only getting 2 a month.
I'm very happy.
I don't know what does it.
Yeah, we don't know we're getting their numbers. There's so much breaches and things of that nature, and they have random computers dialing. So that person is really lucky, or they have a great carrier that's eliminating all these spam phone numbers, and they're not putting their cell phone on entry form somewhere where these numbers are bought and sold each and every day.
For sure. Steve, I got a scoop, but BBB.org is a great place for people to go. If they got someone going door to door, get the name of the company, look it up, do those sorts of things, cross-check, and reach out to you guys if they see or hear anything weird, right?
Exactly. Go to us first. We find businesses you can trust at the BBB. We're a referral agency, but let us know if you see a scam too, John. It's important. We have a scam tracker that keeps track of scams all across North America, and it also helps the authorities go after these bad guys as well.
That's great. Steve Burness, take care. Good to talk to you again.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for having me.